Today is Monday, August 4th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Coast Guard Day. And last but not least, because there's only two today, if you really want to get in on a day, August 4th is pretty low. So if you were thinking about making a national day, you should consider August 4th because you don't have much competition on that day. But National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I do love a chocolate chip cookie. My favorite, well, if I had to choose between soft or hard, I would choose soft. But the best is if it's soft and a little chewy in the middle, but really soft. And then a little crispy on the edges, but not hard. Just a little crispy on the edges and chewy and soft in the middle. The further to the middle you get, the doughier it should be. At least that's my opinion. So yeah, I've got to start 3D printing again because I haven't, I'll admit, I've been trying to think of things to 3D print, and I found another piece of art that I thought, oh, this is cool. This would go with my animal theme that I'm printing all of these animal art pieces. And so I keep looking and going, okay, here's another black and white animal. Oh, that's cool. It really pops. The white really pops from the black, and the 3D causes it to pop out more, etc. And so that's all I've been printing recently. But then since our Scotland trip, I haven't done anything because I've just been, I don't know, I've been in a little bit of a funk. Nothing, life is just not exciting at the moment. And meaning I'm so drained by work that when I get home, I don't feel like doing anything at all. So I'm going to talk to my psychiatrist because it's time to have another appointment because I'm almost out of my prescription. And I don't think any of the medications that she's prescribed have helped. I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt because what kind of person am I where I take medicine and it doesn't help me at all? Like, this medicine helps other people, but it doesn't help me. I don't know. So I'm going to have an appointment with her soon, hopefully this week. And maybe we will, I don't know, try a completely different, a different medication, or I'm not really sure what we'll do, but I'm just going to tell her, look, I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was helping, but now I'm going downhill. So anyway, so I just haven't really felt like doing anything. When I get done with work, I just want to lay on the couch. It's all I can do to make myself cook dinner. That's why I end up going and getting fast food a lot, because I'm just like, oh, I can't do anything. But I'll stop complaining. First world problems. So anyway, Friday, I think I recorded the episode in the afternoon on Friday because last week was weird. I've had trouble sticking to a schedule recently. It's one of these things that comes along with this anxiety and stress that I'm having. It's just making it hard for me to stick to the schedule that I normally do. So I recorded on the day on Friday, but I think it was in the afternoon, if I remember correctly. So Friday evening, I did not feel like cooking, so we went and got Freddy's, but I had cooked all week. I had cooked all week, so I ordered, we went and we got kind of a hunky Twinkie boy. I mean, he was thick, but he was still Twinkie. I don't know if, it's hard to describe, but like a country boy, kind of a thick country boy twink, just a little thicker than your normal like stick thin. Twink, but I still would categorize him as a twink because he was young. They are taking a page out of the Chick-fil-A book because they like to hire little Twinkie boys. And when we go through the drive-thru, Mark and I are always like, which we're both in our 40s. Well, Mark will be in his 40s soon. I was telling Mark this today. I'm going to be so happy when I can say that both Mark and I are both in our 40s. Now, he will always look younger than me. He's got those Asian genetics. And so, although luckily for a white guy, I have youthful genes. So I won't look super old, but he'll always look younger than me. And he is younger than me, so that's fine. But I mean, he'll look in his 20s when he's in his 40s, basically. But what was I saying? Oh, they hired Twinkie Boys, and Mark and I, both in our 40s, are sitting there in the car drooling over the Twinkie Boys in the Freddy's drive-thru. But although it was weird because their speaker was out, or their mic was out, we had gotten really hard rain on Friday. And their mic was out. So when we pulled up to the drive-thru, they had a pre-recorded message because for some reason the mic was out, but the speaker was still working. So they had a pre-recorded message. Thank you for choosing Freddy's, blah, 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 blah. Once you're ready to order, please pull around to the window and we'll take your order there, or something like that. So we pulled around to the window and no one came up to the window. So I thought, maybe I misheard. And so I went to pull around and I was like, I'm going to try this again. So I'm going to drive around and then get back in line. And sure enough, somebody pulled up as I was doing that and got in front of us and ordered like for a family of 10 or something. So when we finally pulled up, then there was somebody, the thick Twinkie boy, the think boy. I don't know how twink, thick twink, think. Yeah. The think boy. But we finally, and then they had us pull around to the front door to wait on our food, which is always just, I always get anxious that, I know here I am saying I'm getting anxious again, but I always get anxious that they're going to forget we're out there. I really don't want to, I hate getting out of the drive-thru line. I have had experiences in fast food places where they've said, oh, pull into this parking spot and we'll bring the order to you. And 30 minutes later, I still don't have my order. And I don't know if they've forgotten about it, but then you have to go in and they're like, oh, yes, sir, we're so sorry. We know it's taking a long time. But did they forget about me? We'll never know because they wouldn't admit it, right? They'd never go, oh, we forgot. So I hate doing that. But anyway, we pulled around. They did finally bring our food. We ate and watched Big Brother, I want to say. And I want to thank Big Fatty personally for not mentioning who goes home until later. You know, he tries to not spoil me. I appreciate it because, look, I'm usually a day or two behind. It's just the way it is. It's recorded. It's streaming. It's not, you know, we don't have to watch it on the same day that it comes out. And we can't watch it the same day because we don't pay for live TV. So, although I don't know if we get that channel on, I'll have to look and see if we get that channel on antenna. Because we do have an antenna that we can even record things on, actually. Because Daniel had made a recommendation. I don't even remember what it's called. Tuvo or Tuvio or something. I don't remember what it's called. But it's something that we have that actually hooks up to an antenna and then you can record up to 4 streams and it has a guide and everything so you can see what's playing. So I don't know, but I appreciate Big Fatty not spoiling me. But anyway, we watched Big Brother. Then I came upstairs and Daniel was right on time, if not late, for the mix. So I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't, because usually he's 15 minutes early. And he said he just was sitting there waiting for the Zoom thing or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but he was right on time. Then we had a lovely show. I think the show went well. I told a story about dog poo, and that is always a crowd pleaser when you talk about dog poo. So we had a good show, and then afterwards we had a little bit of an after show. And I did end up ordering Whataburger because it's one of the few things I can get delivered that late. And I love it. So why not? So I had Whataburger delivered, and then I went to bed and got up the next morning, kind of slept in, got up the next morning. I did weigh myself, and I had lost weight. So I'm on the right trajectory. I had lost 2 pounds since last week. So going the right direction again. I'm going to be less strict on myself this time, but I am going to get back down. I am going to do it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.